Welcome to another episode of Little Talks, your weekly dose of marketing news and insights from Littlefield Agency.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Little Talks with Littlefield Agency. I am Sam Littlefield, and with me is...
Roop.
We're back, baby.
Yeah.
We have a whole lot to throw at you today.
We sure do. And no time to waste. So, Sam, get into it.
Can you point out one picture behind you real quick? I think it's important to show that.
Brandon, if it's possible for you to zoom in. Yeah.
That's Chelsea Clement enjoying a caramel apple.
At the last place you'd expect to find her.
At the Tulsa State Fair two years ago. Yeah. Be on the lookout as you tune in and actually watch these videos. That picture is going to change, not every week, but frequently.
That's the hope.
We've got a lot of really good pictures of Chelsea.
Doing a lot of silly things.
and she loves it. So, anywho, we're going to dive in. I'm on a plane tomorrow to Nashville, Tennessee for the first Magnet meeting of the year. Magnet is our CEO network group, independently owned advertising agencies where you learn to run a better agency, what's the latest and greatest going on, and what learnings can you take back to your agency to not only better your agency, but to better the services you provide your clients.
We tap into them all the time for all kinds of stuff.
I love Magnet. I've been unofficially a part of it for 30 years. I've been on the board. I think this is year five. I love the network. I love the people. So I can't wait to get there. I go to Tennessee tomorrow. Last week, I was a little place called Augusta National.
Sam doesn't know where he is right now.
I don't know where I am. I'm in Tulsa. I had the privilege of going to the Masters. For those that listen and are golfers, it is God's gift to men and women. It's the most beautiful place in the world. It's my third time being there. It is a slice of heaven. There's no technology, right? That's the biggest part of it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I can tell you every conversation. I can tell you every name of a person that I met because I was engaged. It's amazing. I hate this dang thing.
Sam.
I do. It was so nice.
So are you prepared to give up your phone forever?
No.
You need the camera on it, right?
Got to take photos of Matt.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, phenomenal trip. I was fortunate enough. I stayed in Columbia, South Carolina. It's an hour northeast of Augusta. I got to see an old client, Mike Dorrington. Mm. And we engaged Mike and his team 5 years ago. And we rebranded their entire company from Electric Guard Dog to Amarok. It was a very, very cool rebrand project. Mike and I have stayed in touch over after all these years. So I actually made a stop to Mike. You can see here we have Amarok represented on this Yeti because Mike not only gave me a Yeti, he gave me so much swag in the sense of I had to ship it home via an Amarok backpack. And it arrived yesterday, and I am so pumped. Gave out a lot of gear to the agency. Here's the thing, Roop. We love swag.
You know what I found out? Philip, our developer's favorite colors are black and red.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, he partook of the swag.
Philip's going to be hooked up. I mean, look at this, guys. And by the way, this isn't even half of it. So a lot of it went home yesterday. Mike, you hooked it up. We love if you are a B2B manufacturer and you have any theft problems, Amarok is your security solution. They are an electric fence company, but with so much more to offer.
I can't believe that was 5 years ago.
It was 5 years ago.
It seems like not that long.
And one of my favorite lines ever, nothing protects like an electric fence. Yeah. Ultimate perimeter security. Mike, thank you for hosting us. Brandon, thank you for cleaning up. And
he's making sure he's off film.
It's very, very nice.
Frame.
But got to catch up with Mike. There's a huge opportunity for Mike because he is meant for the camera. He's got that host mentality, and you better believe I'm trying to get him to do a podcast.
I
think it'd be amazing.
Yeah, we have a handful now.
We do. We've got two clients signed on, and won't name those names yet. But if you are considering a podcast, by the way, this is the most fun thing we do all week. but it's not only the fun part, right? It's the entertainment. It's the education. It's the sales opportunities. It's a great way to engage current customers. Trent, Mike, Sean Hubbard, those guys, while we have great relationships, over the last 3 years, it's been an awesome way to just get to know them better and hear their thoughts on digital marketing or shout outs that we do. Mike is going to be on the podcast next week when he's here in Tulsa. We do our annual podcast with Trent. We need to get Sean Hubbard on here. But
it's fun. It's a good
really fun.
And, our old friend Jay Schwedelson just did a pretty good set, 6 or 7 minutes on this, like why to start a podcast if you're a B2B business, which we've talked about before. And
We wrote about it.
Yeah, he gave some really quick tips there. So if you're subscribed to him and listening to him, go back. I think it's about 3 or 4 episodes back now and give that a listen. It's good.
And if you're interested, we have some pretty powerful stats on the impact of podcasts. Because a lot of people, what's the ROI? Mm. We'll tell you, and I told this to Mike, there's nothing immediate. Like you're not going to all of a sudden see an influx of sales, but it's that gradual. And think about your longer B2B sales cycles. It's developing that relationship. Uh-huh. Because not everyone is ready to buy.
And as a content guy, which it checks every box for me.
It does.
You've got platforms you can't participate in otherwise. You can't take your blog and post it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, right? But you get video out of it, you get audio out of it, you get transcript for a blog out of it, you get social posts out of it, you get an email out of it.
The content opportunities are endless.
Yeah, it really is.
It's incredible. It's great. And I will tell you too, it's a great thing internally. I love seeing our people walk by, our folks engage with it, and it's just been a great thing as we're now in season 3.
Are we? Yeah, I guess we are.
Season 3 with 50 episodes a season, poor listeners. Hey, we've got one great topic today. Yeah. We're going to get going because Roop and team are headed to...
We're heading out. Can I tell?
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're doing something special with Philbrook Museum here in Tulsa. We're going to have a guest from Philbrook on the podcast in a few weeks, and we thought we would go out and do a little special intro outro.
Yeah.
So we're shooting at Philbrook today.
So he's got me on a strict time schedule.
Yeah, we're on time. We're doing okay.
Claudia, topic number 1.
There it is.
God, she's good.
Yep. The topic today is, and this is a... We're going to talk about HubSpot, so let's just right out of the gate lay the foundation. This is a HubSpot podcast. If you're into HubSpot, great. If you're not, hopefully this maybe gives you some ideas about some of the other things it can do besides the things we've talked about up to this point. Because about 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, I think 2 weeks ago, I was on vacation when I saw the news.
Yeah, you were pumped.
I was very pumped. HubSpot released its what they're calling its newest hub, the Content Hub.
Which is currently in beta.
We're in the beta, and we've been playing with it for maybe a week. I think we have another week left on it, but about a week. And so we thought we'd give you some insight into what the Content Hub is today, what it's not, and its potential, and the things that are not great about it, because I'm a big HubSpot homer.
HubSpot homer?
Yeah. Home fan. But I'm pretty honest about the things I think where they fall short.
No, so, totally.
The Content Hub, first off, it's not part of any, it's not actually a new hub. It's under marketing in the beta. So I was expecting to see a new thing at the top called content. It's not. It's part of the marketing hub. It's an add-on. So if you're someone that has everything, the top, every possible HubSpot option, this will be a new one you don't have. This isn't an add-on to an existing service. It's a brand new service. They're charging for it separately.
So you've got marketing, you've got sales, now you've got content.
There's a bunch. And I don't know if they're going to pull it out of marketing or not. Right now it's part of marketing. But they're calling it the Content Hub. So here's some of the things that are in it. I'm going to talk about some of the ones we've played with here. It's very AI heavy. Like they're really leaning into AI on this. So they have something called the AI Enhanced Blog, a content assistant, something called Content Remix, which we're going to spend some time on. It's incredible. I like that one. Personalization with smart contents in there. Podcasts.
Let's go.
They finally brought podcasts into HubSpot. Something called Post Narration. Content translations. Dynamic content. SEO recommendations. A/B adaptive testing for different pages on your website. Content analytics.
Which I love that.
Yeah, that's
very good.
That was an interesting one because sometimes Google's great on that, sometimes they're not. There's a lot changing there. But if you're in an ecosystem that's closed, you can have your own analytics there. Brand voice, this one was kind of neat. Memberships, if you want to have a membership portal to allow people to subscribe to your content, which most businesses probably are not going to, but it was interesting. AI image generators, e-commerce modules, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what were the big ones, the things I liked out of this? Let's talk about that first, what I liked. The Content Remix is an incredible concept. And the way it works is you dump in, like you would on ChatGPT or AI, a block of copy. So it can be an article you've already written. I think this is maybe where the remix comes from. But you drop in an article you've already written or topics or something like this, and you literally say, I want you to create a blog for this. I want you to create social posts for this. I want you to create an email for this. And it generates those. Oh, and I want images with all those things.
Okay.
Now, the image generation is not any better or worse, I would say, than any other image AI image generator out there. So six fingers, misspelled weird things on on labels, that's all still there.
Work in progress.
Working very much so. It is a beta. It says beta even inside the beta. But it's pretty good for kind of giving you an idea of like what's possible. It kind of expands that concept of when you use AI to say, hey, here's a topic. Expand on this and give me five other ideas. And you kind of pick one and iterate it from there. This kind of pushes it in a few new directions. One of the things that was most impressive about the remix was you have the opportunity to create what they call it here, post-narration. Post-narration lets you pick from about, I don't know, eight or nine different voices, AI voices. Hmm. And these do not sound like AI. These sound like
they're legit
humans. And they read the article that you just created, and they create a little audio widget that you put at the top. You've probably seen this at some sites. Some sites have this. That's just part of it. Just boom, 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 done. And the thing they pointed out.
Within seconds.
Within minutes. It takes a minute.
Okay, still, but that's amazing.
It's pretty crazy. Sounds great. And they said a lot of folks would rather listen. You know, we're in this age of audio marketing right now. It's like podcasts and
that's
things.
That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah. Because a lot of people like to listen to articles versus reading them, which kind of made some sense to me. I may find an article and hit play on it and have that tab in the background while I'm working on something else or surfing the web or whatever. So that was a pretty neat add-on. I like that one a lot. The blog itself was fine. It was kind of like what you would expect. One of the things they're really wanting you to do here, though, is push a button and turn these things all into add them to your actual blog or create actual emails, do this stuff. I don't trust it enough to do that yet at all. But if you are working inside their CMS, which has now been, which I've never liked, but is part of Content Hub now, I kind of am starting to see the benefits of it.
Okay.
So if you've got your shell set up and your blog is hosted and run, or your whole website even on HubSpot CMS, you can run a blog out of Content Remix, hit publish, and it'll send it straight over there and you're done. If you like the image, it'll toss that along with it too. If you like the audio transcript, it'll add that into it too. So it kind of skips some publishing steps that are, you know, kind of mechanical sometimes, yeah, which is a good use of AI. But again, it's still in beta. It's still AI. I think it still requires a lot of human intervention before it's ready to move forward. But I like the kind of concept of what they're going forward with there. Content translations and multilingual stuff, that's nothing new. It's just kind of nice to see HubSpot embracing it, putting it on there. The brand voice is interesting. So you can go to a single, I think it's in your, it's kind of hidden, but it's in your settings in HubSpot now if you're in the beta. There's an area to go to where you can dump in previous articles you've written or brand voice relevant content, and it will scan that, look at it, and it'll create things in the future based on that brand voice. So you don't have to constantly prompt it to say, I'm a B2B manufacturer in the Midwest that does this, and this. That's all done, you know, established and on.
Claude, if it did that for us, there'd be a lot of exclamation points in our brand voice.
I did do it for us.
Are there a lot of exclamation points?
There's a few.
Hey, okay, so tell me this. A lot of great features, no doubt. You are a current B2B marketer. You have HubSpot. What would be your advice? Get in there and dabble. What's the benefit here?
Yeah.
Is it efficiencies? Is it just a whole, you know, an array of features that you now have the opportunity to do a bunch of different things?
I think it's like a lot of other things that we've talked about with AI. I think it's a good tool that humans still need to leverage.
Okay.
And I think if you're a B2B manufacturer and you don't have a content strategy or plan, this is a pretty good tool to kind of help you get started on it, I guess.
Nice.
But you're still going to need someone dedicated to it who understands your business and your audience and your ecosystem and is able to intervene when the robots go wild, which they do. Make sure these things make sense. Make sure they're being distributed outside the HubSpot universe, because this is really good for the HubSpot universe, but there's still areas that it doesn't touch. TikTok, for example, is not a platform that HubSpot directly publishes to yet.
And I'm assuming with this in beta, this will be an added hub feature, aka pay more money.
Yeah, 100%. It's a cost. And like I said, it varies depending on your audience size and which level of HubSpot account you have. But it's somewhere between $300 a month and $1,500. Okay. So, yeah, it's another hub. Let's talk about the podcast thing, though, for a minute.
So, I love it.
Yeah, I did. I thought I would too. this one, I feel like they're falling a little short on.
Really?
Yeah. Very good use of the wah-wah. I have moved our podcast between multiple platforms a few times. No one knows this because you shouldn't. You're just listening.
You're listening.
Yeah, you're an Apple Podcast, watching. Spotify, YouTube, whatever. You're, I hope, listening and enjoying the content. But moving a podcast is not something you want to do manually, especially if you have over 100 episodes and all this. So most of the time when you're moving from one platform to another, that platform will say, watch your podcast's RSS feed or your XML file. It's the thing that manages all where all your content and data is stored for the podcast feed. So you pass that file off to another platform, and it pulls in all that stuff and puts it into their format and uses the same RSS or XML. It's pretty good. For whatever reason, HubSpot in their beta does not have that feature. So when you start, when you're running a podcast on there, you're starting it brand new for the first time, and you're saying, what's the name of the podcast? What's the visual for it? What's it about? Who are the hosts? Is it explicit or not? Which is something all the platforms want to know. We are explicit, by the way.
Love it.
And anyhow, they take that information, they create a feed for you, and then you upload your episodes just like you would on any other platform. And it's fine. That part of it's fine. But you would have to be starting a brand new podcast and not not have an existing one, which I feel like is a huge miss for them.
Surely, though, that will be updated.
I would like to think so. So I'm going to give that one an incomplete grade right now because it feels like something that should be added before they get out of the beta. Maybe they didn't want it as part of the beta because they worried people were going to like dedicate their whole podcast to this thing. And I don't know. Maybe they weren't ready for the infrastructure of it. But it's cool they have it in there. And it's another one of those things that you can distribute out from multiple channels from one spot, which is great.
Rube, talk to us about the content analytics. I think that's great.
Yeah, that one's a little tougher to look at in the beta just because I didn't put our whole blog in there. It doesn't have a lot of actual traffic to look at.
But it mentions SEO reporting. So this many people read the article, engaged, went from here to here.
Time spent with it, what they looked at. And if you're running A/B content, so you can personalize the content on your site here. So if you've got a contact that is marked as, say, a prospect, you may show them different content than someone who's marked as a client. And you can present that if you're using their CMS or WordPress, which they finally got around to not fighting WordPress with the CMS, but making it so that the plugin can take modules from HubSpot and just present them in your WordPress site, which is also actually is great. I give them an A on that. But yeah, the analytics part of this is I'm a WordPress guy and HubSpot. I like to see my friends get along. The reporting part is cool because it goes beyond, like I said, the normal kind of Google Analytics stuff to kind of look at your full ecosystem of what's happening. Things, you know, email, podcasts, articles, website traffic. It takes all those things together and creates analytic reporting for you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Does everyone hear that?
Can you guys hear that?
Oh, man.
Quite the sirens going by. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
They've come to get us finally.
They're here for you.
We should be talking about this topic today. So I want to talk about the SEO thing real quick, though, because you asked about that. The SEO recommendations is currently in HubSpot. It's a little bit hidden if you're not using it, but you can scan your own. You can put any URL in there. I've done this for all of our clients, and it'll kind of scan the site. And in the same way SEMrush does or any of those other SEO tools, give you a report on what's working and what's not, and things you need to kind of look for to help. The SEO recommendations on Content Hub are like that, but they're a little bit more intimate in terms of looking at each piece of content and the opportunities that are available within
Awesome.
Them. So, yeah, awesome. Also very, very cool. You can go ahead to the website. I think it's hubspot.com/new or features or something like that. And they've got a whole list of all the stuff that's going on there, and it's a lot. We're only talking about two or three here today.
And here's one thing. Let's say you do not have HubSpot as your CRM. We hear this a lot from our B2B manufacturing clients. They have Salesforce for their sales team. A reminder that HubSpot absolutely integrates with Salesforce.
And Salesforce integrates with HubSpot, yeah.
Bingo. So if this is something, and we know Pardot, right? A lot of the people that we talk to have that as their CRM. It's not as user-friendly and great as HubSpot, in my opinion. Yeah. Just in looking at it, you and Claudia have kind of done your digging in the last few months on Pardot.
Mileage probably varies there, but the main thing to kind of think about is you want the tools that your various teams are most comfortable working in to use those tools to accomplish your goals. At the end of the day, you're making money. You don't care what tool I use to do it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So if sales teams are comfortable with Salesforce, which most are, use that. If your marketing team is more comfortable with HubSpot or something else, use that. Most of these CRMs in today's day and age connect and talk to each other. So
And it's a simple integration.
It's very
both
simple
ways.
Integration.
Very, very easy. Yeah. Your marketing team gets to do your thing. Sales team still, there's no, because we understand salesmen, they get used to what they're doing. They're out there selling. The last thing they want to worry about is their, you know, a new CRM. So I bring that up because if you don't have HubSpot, you're like, this isn't relevant to me. It's totally relevant and something worth exploring, especially as this is in beta.
Yeah.
Roop, I love it. This is great.
Yeah, it's fun. We got about another week left in the beta. We're going to play with it some more.
Hey, I want to thank all of our listeners. We had a lot of really good feedback on the Enneagram podcast last week. We try to throw those in once every 2 months, just in the sense of something fun to talk about.
Something different.
And we love talking digital trends, but we know that you have a lot on your plate, and sometimes it's also good to think about the world beyond marketing. So, yeah.
And if there's a topic you want us to talk about or you want to hear about, feel free to hit any page of the website, our website, littlefieldagency.com. Go to the POV section, find a podcast on that page, and at the bottom of that page there's a form where you can submit topics, things like that.
I love it. Or shoot us an email.
Yep.
Yeah, we're available. Next week, we have Mike from Grasshopper. We can't wait to host him here in Tulsa at our studio at this wonderful desk.
It'll be our first time.
First guest at the new desk.
Right here in the middle.
Right there.
Right here for you, Mike.
We can't wait for you, buddy. You all have a great week. We will see you then. Thank you.
Adios.
And that's a wrap. We hope you've enjoyed our little chat and found ways to grow your own marketing strategies. Remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on social media at Littlefield Agency.